I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, the state of Louisiana is asking BP for $10 million to fund mental health programs for those affected by the Gulf oil spill over the next 6 months. We'll find out more about that. But first, nearly 80 days into the nation's worst environmental disaster, BP says it has spent more than $3 billion responding. That's the sound of sand sifting machines as Gulf Coast crews work to clean up the beaches at Grand Isle, Louisiana. BP says so far $147 million has been spent on claims. That accounts for about half the claims submitted so far. But the president of the National Black Farmers Association says he has serious concerns about the lack of attention being paid to wage loss among African-American workers. We wanted to know more about this, so we called John Boyd, president of the association. He's spoken to many of those financially affected by the disaster, and he joins us now in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome. Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you for having me.
What are some of the frustrations you're hearing from workers in the Gulf? Who are we talking about here?
You're talking about the workers that work on the boats. We call them deckhands, and the farmers that own the marshland up around the coastal areas of Mobile, Alabama.
What do they farm?
You know, mostly grain, some sugar cane down in that part of the country, and what we call low grounds. And they're very, very frustrated. There's an 800 number that workers have been trying to call where you stay on hold for, you know, a very, very long time. BP is throwing some contract around that I've been informing our members, you know, not to sign.
What's the contract say?
Well, I think it only gives them 12 months. It also talks in reference to the right to sue. And we think that, you know, our members should have the right to sue if they're not happy with what's going on.
But I'm hearing two different things from you. On the one hand, you're saying people aren't getting through. On the other hand, you're saying some people are, but they just don't like what's being offered to them.
I think some of the locals have been to some meetings in that area where they've been circulating a contract. And I think that BP has reached out to the boat owners. But I'll be real honest with you. The blacks that work on these boats are not the owners of these boats. And we are greatly concerned that they're not getting fair treatment down there. You know, they're also looking at the possibility of the actual drilling not being allowed by the administration. Some of the people actually support that because they say it brings in so much other income and job opportunities. And it's such a depressed area that these people just, they want to work.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm curious about why you're involved in this. We've previously spoken to you a number of times about your association's efforts, successful efforts, to achieve compensation for black farmers who were discriminated against by the Agriculture Department. And race clearly was a factor there, that similarly situated white farmers were able to get access to loans and benefits that these black farmers were not.
That is correct.
So what I'm asking you about here is the issue here race, or is the issue here people who own the boats and own the land seem to be able to get access to BP to negotiate compensation, but the people who are workers are not? Is it about race, or is it about what job you do?
It's about race. I'm going to come right out and say it. And I think that...
And what's your evidence for that?
The fact that these people are not getting services from BP. They aren't getting the monies. They aren't getting, to me, the customer service. I think that's the word that I'm looking for today, that they need to get from BP. An example of that is, you know, I reached out to the leadership and asked them to meet on behalf of our members. And these are people that, you know, own land and, you know, farm down in, again, what we call the low grounds. And we haven't heard one iota, you know, from BP, but we watch the ads that's running, you know, around the country. And we think it's insulting that they would run those kind of national ads and not reach out to the people that really were involved here. And I think that's what's going on.
Let me just play one of those ads so you know people know what you're talking about, just in case they haven't seen it. And here it is.
They're fishermen, they're shrimpers, they're laborers, they're deckhands, they're people who work in restaurants. These are the people of the Gulf Coast who need our help.
I'm Darrell Willis. I oversee BP's claims process on the Gulf Coast.
BP has got to make things right, and that's why we're here. Part of that responsibility is letting you know what we're doing to make it right.
So Darrell Willis, I don't know if it's worth mentioning, but people who've seen the ads will know that he is African-American, and he says I actually
feel sorry for him.
Really? Why?
I think it's a very tough position to be in. And the others that he's speaking about are the others that I'm referencing to today on your show. The deckhands are primarily black people. And you asked earlier, you know, farmers and fishermen go hand in hand. You know, it's a commodity to a commodity. And that's our involvement. And those are our members down there, and, you know, in that part of the country. And, you know, to be wrongly done by the government, then we watch, you know, BP come in and pull a very savvy corporate wool over our eyes is what's going on.
But I still have to press you on the question of why you feel this is race as opposed to job. Because do you have evidence that similarly situated white workers who are deckhands and shrimpers and so forth are being serviced, whereas African Americans who do that work are not?
That's I may get in a little trouble by saying this, but I think that BP is going to make good eventually through the persons that own the boats. That is not primarily blacks. The people that do the work on the boats are blacks. And they're saying that BP is offering compensation to the boat owner that may entail three deckhands. That deckhand, that's the person that I'm speaking up for here today, is caught between that boat owner and BP.
But it's your impression that they think that the boat owners are supposed to compensate them for not working?
I think it's supposed to be BP. I think BP
but
is
But for whatever reason, they're saying...
I think BP is saying that.
So there's confusion.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you're saying that these deckhands and laborers are not getting paid
by anybody. Yes, by nobody. Okay. And that's what all the hoopla is here. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they going to spend time chasing a boat owner that may or may not even have his check from BP? Or do they, take the time and seek out some good legal counsel to see what can be done legally to help them recoup their losses? And I think that's where we are with these folks.
John Boyd is president of the National Black Farmers Association. He stopped by our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's always good to be here.